One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You are listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Navi Mendoza and Dewan Bennett in studio. What a great group of people we have here.
We're the Supremes. We're the all-star cast, right?
The Supremes. Oh, my gosh. I used to love, you know, they're a little before my time, but I was real little when they, you know, when they first got big. And but I can remember being super little and dancing with my older sisters and having a brush and pretending
it's
I was Diana Ross. It's a microphone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to see your Diana Ross impersonation one day.
Well, you know, the song Baby, 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 Where Did Our Love Go? Or I guess the name of the song is Where Did Our Love Go? And then my favorite one, because I used to put up my hand and say, stop, in the name of love.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I think everybody can visualize that one, right? Because that's a very famous.
Oh, yeah. Stop, in the name of love.
See, you're brave. I'm not even going to try to sing on a mic.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? It's fun when you do it.
And it is.
The first time, I mean, I don't. It's crazy. Sometimes I can sing really well, and sometimes I really suck. And I think it's when I get really nervous that my throat like tightens up, and it's not because I've taken voice lessons, and I can nail a few notes.
You can hit a couple notes there,
yeah.
Huh?
Right. I can, and
you can hold your own on the karaoke.
Yeah, well, you know, I've never karaoke'd either.
Okay,
I've never.
I never have. It's always something that when I see people do it, I'm like, they're brave. Like, I will want to do it, but I know as soon as I get up there, I'm like, no.
But I think you have to, it's like anything, you know, you just have to be you and let it go. And if you suck, embrace the suckness.
embrace it. I think a lot of it has to do with, like you said, like when we get older, you start to always worry about like your image or how you're going to be perceived or what people are going to think. Because when I think about it, when I was a kid, I would perform in like plays, and I would perform in talent shows. I remember my junior year in high school, as a tribute to the seniors, me and my three best friends, we got up in front of a football stadium full of students during a rally and sung a Drew Hill song, like to the whole school. And it was just three of us. I mean, and none of us could really sing.
And how did that make you feel?
At the moment, it was fun. It was a rush. It was like,
For sure.
It was like a stadium full of people. But now that I get older, I'm like, I can't believe I did that.
Why?
So there's something about
age.
You
need to do it again. You need to start doing it some more.
And giving up that sense of.
Okay, so you're going to stretch yourself here on the show today. You're the shrink. I'm your assistant today.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So we're going to see if we can get you to sing a little. What's your favorite song to sing?
Man, that's a good question.
Diamond has it, I'm sure.
My favorite song to sing?
How about you sing Stop in the Name of Love?
I don't know, probably like a Jodeci song or something like that.
A song?
Jodeci. It's an R&B group from like the 90s.
Oh, nice.
Maybe like that. I don't know. That's a good question. I never thought about that. See, look at you.
Yeah.
Now you're shrinking me.
I'm shrinking you. Well, you know, last night, one of my favorite songs, I went to my library on my iTunes when I was driving. I went to pick up my daughter. She's in theater. They're having their first really big play. She's the assistant director, and she's been working her tail off. So the play is tonight and tomorrow and Saturday. But anyway, so I was driving to pick her up with Charlie, and I went to my library, and Into the Mystic came up. It's one of my favorite songs, and I hadn't heard it in a while, so I'm like belting it out, you know, like really feeling it. And I Charlie got scared. He was like, he ran in the back seat like, what is she doing? I was so emphatic when I was singing. But, you know, you got to do that.
Yeah, right. We talked about, you know, the happy hormones when they're produced, when you're being spontaneous and you're having fun and you're singing. I don't know. I think singing is one of the greatest gifts that, you know, expressing yourself with joy and happiness. But I think we just get, you know, overly cautious about it.
Yeah, and we shouldn't. Yeah. We mm-hmm. shouldn't, you know. I love to sing around the house. And I love to sing to Charlie. And you know, Charlie got out this morning, that little stinker. You should have seen me run a 100-yard dash almost across my yard and jump my fence to go get him. He scared the ever-loving bejesus out of me.
You know, the Summer Olympics is coming up. I still think they're taking athletes.
I'm telling you, like, I think because Buddy, the neighbor dog, was out and they wanted to play.
Okay, yeah.
And the pool guy came and the gate didn't close fast enough. And I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I don't know if this is just in my head, but the moon. The moon has had such a, and I don't think it's me. I really do. I have felt such incredible stress and pull on my being the last, like, I don't know, especially the last couple of days. And last night was that moon with the ring around it. What do they call it? It only happens like once a year.
I have no idea.
Oh, your mic's not on. There you go. You know that it was what?
I know it was a full moon. I don't know what it was, what that's called though.
Yeah,
specifically.
Vinny sent me a picture from Oklahoma. Okay. You're familiar with Oklahoma. You used to live in Oklahoma,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes,
but you were born and raised in California.
Born and raised in California, but Oklahoma was home for years.
Yeah. Yeah, but
well, the moon,
it's called the God Moon or something like that.
It moves the ocean, and we are like 70-80% water.
I know,
so
right?
It makes a lot of sense for it to affect you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Let's see. It's called the. I don't know where it went. I guess she double tagged us. Anyway, I shouldn't be on my phone during the. But I was going to try to find it. I'm dying.
You're trying
to
make sure the listeners knew what we were talking about.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've had such a great year in 2019, and I want to get this out today before I chatted up too much and lose track of the clock. But working with just such incredible people and sponsors and meeting so many of our wonderful listeners, you know, at a couple of meet and greets that we had. And I just wanted to make this holiday season extra special for everyone. So we're doing this huge giveaway next week. Every single day we are giving away all kinds of stuff. So we've got a year subscription to Paleo Magazine and the Wellbeing Journal Magazine and an incredible ancestral health starter kit from Enviromedica, including their Magnet Clay Bath, Terra Flora Probiotic, Ancient Minerals Magnesium Bath Flakes, and more. It's a huge thing they put together for us. And then I went out and did Christmas shopping that I'm going to give away some of my favorite toys. So I'm giving away a guitar, like a kid's guitar, that's handcrafted out of this beautiful wood with a stand. I got it at Layette, which is a really nice little children's store here in Dallas. And then I've got my famous washing machine, Burns' favorite toy ever in the universe. It's a little miniature washing machine that actually washes doll clothes, and you can hear the water and it spins like it's got a spin cycle. It's so exciting. Even adults like to play with it. I'm giving away two of those.
Wow.
So anyway, so go to Instagram at One Life Radio One and keep track where we're going to be giving away stuff every single day next week. And just, you know, just our way of saying happy holidays.
Those things are important. When I was in college, my fraternity used to have like this, shout outs to Kappa Alpha Psi. We used to have a like fundraiser, like date auction thing.
Oh, nice.
Where, you know, people could come in and auction for a date with someone. Those things used to always be fun.
Really?
It was always interesting on like who bidded on you and how much you went for and things like that.
So you just picked the hottest girl on campus and decided to pimp her out?
It was the guys who were being auctioned off, right? So it was the guys.
Oh, the guys get auctioned off.
We were able to get up there and get auctioned off. So, you know, things would always get a little catty out there, but it was fun.
Do guys, they typically don't get catty, do they, men?
Not really. Yeah. I think guys can discuss most things involving women, the opposite sex, sports, whatever we need to talk about. We tend to not get as catty, but I mean, every now and then guys can, you know, want to pump out their chest a little bit and show their male ego and see how that happens.
Yeah. But there was an Instagram post. What was that one yesterday of, oh my gosh, he got taken down. It was a guy you know who I'm talking about, that you guys put on the feed yesterday? Well, we didn't put it on our feed, but holy mother of Jesus. see this photo.
Oh, the one in the group chat?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, gosh.
What's the name of the guy that the picture was of?
Let me look.
Oh, my gosh. And you just have to see the picture. But I thought to myself, I agreed with him that I thought that there's women that put their boobs and their butt out, mm-hmm. their TNA, mm-hmm. every single day. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing's really left to the imagination anymore mm-hmm. on Instagram. And so this guy posed in these black underwear, and mm-hmm. he was a black man and, mm-hmm. and a fine specimen, I may add. Mm-hmm. And it was just incredible how people reacted. He had to take it down off of Instagram.
It was okay. Jason Derulo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
yeah. So this was a picture.
It's possible that I don't want to see it if it's a... Oh, okay. He just with his muscles on.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not looking.
You're not looking
at the underwear.
Yeah.
I am okay. not looking
Did
at
you
the
see the picture? Okay, Diamond, I'm pulling you into this like the mob. Okay,
have
you
seen see it?
You didn't see it? Show it to her through the glass. Let's watch her face. But, you know,
you guys are not setting me up for that one.
Okay, he has on like Spanx.
Yeah. And yeah. Anyway, it was interesting, right? I think we need a little spiritual daily real quick before we go to break. Navia, the pressure's on. So what's your spiritual daily today on spiritualdaily.com?
So today can just be just remember to stay grounded in everything. You know what I mean? The holidays are coming up.
They're here.
They're
it's crazy.
Right around the corner. And yeah. it can be easy to get in your head with, you know, if you have past things that start bubbling up and stuff like that. So just remember to stay grounded, stay in the present moment so you can enjoy your family, you can enjoy the holidays, and you can have a good time.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about why we lose control over our diet with Dawn here in the show coming up. So stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great one planned. We're also talking with Deborah Green. She's a PhD about the 5G network. I'm going to read some stuff to you that is going to scare the bejesus out of you, but you need to hear it. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky.
I like the part of the song where they say, what is it? They get, oh, 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 over. You going? There you go. Go on, follow my lead.
Oh my god.
I love this song. I feel like I'm four again.
I do know the stop of the name along.
Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. What fun we're having here today. Thank you so much, Diamond Gray. We have a fantastic show lined out for you. I've got Dr. Deborah Green on the line. She has been an innovator in energy medicine and mind-body integration for over 25 years. She is an author, speaker, practitioner of various healing arts who combines the best of ancient wisdom with modern science in her writings, presentations, private practice, and online courses. Dr. Green is the author of Endless Energy, The Essential Guide to Energy Health. She empowers others with research-based approaches aimed at developing our inner resources for life transformation and self-actualization. I love her. She's in Hawaii. Aloha, Dr. Deborah Green. How are you doing today?
Aloha. I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. How's your energy?
Energy is good. I love that you played that song, Stop in the Name of Love, because it's such a fitting theme for what we're about to talk about.
Oh, it really is. And people don't even know what they don't know. This is very scary. Some of the stuff I've been reading is like off the charts. I was at the Wise Traditions, which is the Weston A. Price Foundation annual symposium that was here in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. And I picked up several books from there, and I am even more astounded than I was the last time we talked. For people that want to reach out to you, your website is yourenergymatters.com. Let's talk about the 5G network. We've talked about it before. Can you give a brief description for our listeners that don't maybe are not familiar with 5G, what it is?
Yes. first I want to say what it isn't, and that is sometimes when your cell phone is looking for Wi-Fi networks, you'll see 5G show up. That is refers to 5 gigahertz, and that's not what we're talking about. When we talk about 5G, we're talking about fifth-generation small cell antennas and wireless infrastructure. And these small cell antennas are designed to emit millimeter wave frequencies, which are in addition to the 4G or LTE antennas and towers that already exist. Mm-hmm. And millimeter waves don't travel as far, so there has to be like hundreds of thousands of them placed very close together, approximately every two homes in residential areas at eye level. And let's just say that fifth generation is not about faster downloads like we're being told. It's really about artificial intelligence, robotics, driverless cars, artificial reality, and the Internet of Things, and tens of thousands of satellites.
Wow. And I have to tell you, and I'm sure you already know this, but I didn't know this. I was actually shocked. And Aviana and Navi said, yeah, these towers, what do they call them?
They're called small cells.
Small cells.
Really, yeah.
Okay.
5G small cells. Yep.
Okay.
Antennas is what they are.
Antennas. So these antennas are being disguised as trees and like cactus plants and things like that in neighborhoods all over the areas that they're trying to develop initially. I was shocked when I heard that. I was shocked. So you may be standing right next to one and not even know it and think it's a tree, right?
Yes. Well, the telecom industry is quite creative in that way.
And so that should scare everybody.
Some of them are also really ugly, I should say. Some of them are also really ugly. If they're not camouflaged, they're an eyesore.
Well, yeah, and the guy at AT&T was the one that told me. He said just that, because they want to make them more aesthetic. And so they're, you know, disguising them as trees and cactuses and things like that.
It's true, yep. And they do that with 4G, with the infrastructure as well. They've been you know, disguising them as trees and other things actually for quite a while now.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, so 5G, it involves satellites too, right? What's the current status of the 5G satellites, and how many are planned, and how many have already been launched?
So in the United States, we have Elon Musk, SpaceX, and he has plans for 42,000 satellites.
Oh my gosh.
And right? That's a huge number. And I should point out right away that these satellites are designed to be in low orbit. Okay, that's a very important point. They're orbiting much lower than other satellites, closer to us, which makes them more harmful. So anyway, 42,000 satellites with SpaceX. They've already launched 120. And they intend to launch 60 at a time, twice a month, starting next year. And they're also developing a larger rocket that can launch 120 at a time. Then there's in the UK, because this is a global phenomena, right? In the UK, they have plans for over 5,000 satellites. They're going to launch 30 at a time every 3 to 4 weeks, starting in January.
Wow.
Then we have Canadian-based Telsat that has plans for over 500 satellites, and those are to begin service in 2021. Amazon has plans for over 3,000 satellites and is going to begin service as soon as over 500 of them are in orbit. Facebook has plans for thousands of satellites, but they have not disclosed their plans to the public.
Wow.
Then we have in Russia, they have plans for over 600 satellites. And in China, their Aerospace Science and Industry Corp, which is a state-owned company, has plans for 156 satellites.
Wow.
So add that all up and, you know, it's a staggering, astounding number.
Okay, so why do we need all these satellites? Why now? Why do we need all these satellites to survive?
Well, it's quite the opposite, actually. They're probably going to kill us. Again, this is about the Internet of Things. This is about everything in existence being chipped and antennaed and communicating with each other wirelessly, this kind of ubiquitous interconnectivity where everything is again chipped and antennaed and communicating wirelessly, so that we're constantly being surveilled, because all of these devices are designed to collect data about us, And the data gets recorded and then sold. Data is the next gold mine. That's where all the money is going and all the money is coming from. So it's all part of this scheme and massive surveillance and also massive detrimental health effects that are very well documented and not being disclosed, just like big tobacco, just like big pharma, just like, you know, Teflon, just like asbestos, just like opioids, vaping, you know, the list goes on and on.
Well, it's scary. I mean, I'm reading this book, EMF Freedom, Solutions for the 21st Century Pollution. It's the third edition. It's all about 5G, electromagnetic fields, smart meters, cordless Wi-Fi, all the stuff, and the wireless connection to autism, Alzheimer's, MS, obesity, allergies, cancers, infertility, and miscarriages. It got the Irvin Award in 2019. And one of the things like blurred vision, I mean, nosebleeds, all these things. And like I said, the Alzheimer's and even depression, there's a connection to all of this, isn't there?
Absolutely. And it's very well documented. The literature base behind the damage of wireless radiation is massive. There are literally thousands of research studies, peer-reviewed, rigorous research studies documenting these negative health effects.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, we've talked about a lot here. We have, and it's really hard for me, even all the reading I do, Dr. Green, to digest, you know, what you've just said. It's very unnerving, very unnerving.
I understand. Yes, well, but we must keep talking about it, and we must educate, and we must not give up. It's vitally important because 5G, for example, and this type of wireless radiation, even with 4G and 3G, it not only impacts human health, it impacts the health of every life form in existence on the planet. Plants, animals, insects, everything. And especially when you have it coming from space, you know, from these low orbit satellites. So the Earth will be blanketed not only horizontally, but also vertically. It's a really big deal.
It is a big deal. And then when you couple it along with big pharma, like you said, big chemical, all these things. I was reading earlier, this is one of the things that I read. It's got nothing to do with 5G, but however, it is extremely interesting. It's in another book, Cindy and Erica's Obsession to Solve Today's Healthcare Crisis, Autism, Alzheimer's, Cardiovascular Disease, ALS, and more. And it talks in here about glyphosate, you know, one of my favorite topics with Monsanto. And it says here, I'll just start at this point. It says, but I have heard that glyphosate is a lot safer than DDT, which, by the way, if anyone doesn't know this, Monsanto also was a developer of DDT and the atomic bomb, RBST, growth hormones that they put into our cows to produce more milk, all these things. But says that we should be in much better shape now that we don't use DDT on a regular basis. And it goes on to say that DDT killed mosquitoes to fight malaria and glyphosate kills weeds. So they're obviously not in the same class of chemicals. But Jake thinks that glyphosate may be worse than DDT. He claims that it is insidious because you don't really notice anything immediately, but the toxicity builds up slowly over time, kind of like arsenic. And when you read stuff like that, you're like, wow. But the thing that it says in here also is Jake thinks that glyphosate actually causes physiological depression because apparently they weren't any worse off economically than they had been before glyphosate. And he was talking about people in southern India who once they started a bunch of farmers that in, like I said, in southern India, who started committing suicide in large numbers after adopting glyphosate on their farms. And so you read stuff like that and you start putting all the little dots and connecting them together. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of huge problems that we need to fix.
Yes, we do. And there's this film out right now called Dark Waters. Mm-hmm. It's in the theaters now, and it's all about Teflon and how, you know, the chemical industry was knowingly poisoning us. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very well done, fascinating film. And big telecom, Monsanto, you know, they're following the same playbook. Totally.
It's scary.
Really eye-opening.
Well, so what can we do?
Well, I mean, progress is being made, you know. For example, Louisiana is the first state to call for a study on 5G health impacts on the environment and human health, yes. And it passed unanimously. So the results are due out by the end of this year. So that's a big deal. There was also a recent lawsuit against the FCC overreach, and the FCC lost. The FCC is who is supposed to be regulating and protecting us with regard to 5G. And what this means is that current and new applications for 5G antennas have to undergo some kind of environmental review and could even require an environmental assessment or environmental impact statement.
Wow.
And so that's a really big deal. On January 25th, there's going to be a global day of protest about 5G, and so far 24 countries are participating, including, you know, places in the U.S. So
wonderful.
You can go to takeyourpowerback.net to learn more about 5G. You can go to our website, keepyourpower.org. Also, 5gcrisis.com is a good website for current information. So people are learning and taking action, and it's a good thing.
Well, and why is mainstream media not talking about this more?
Well, because the propaganda from big telecom has been very convincing, and you know, a lot of media outlets are funded by big telecom. It's a multi-trillion-dollar industry, and also there's because big telecom has done such a good job with their propaganda, the media outlets are afraid that if they come out on the other side of this, against it, that they're going to be accused of, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy theory stuff, because that's how it's been framed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely not true at all. But that's the power of propaganda, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also, there's, you know, reporters run the risk of being discredited and even being fired, which has happened, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There have been examples of reporters, you know, voicing concerns and raising mm-hmm. questions about 5G, and they have lost their job.
Mm-hmm. No, made me, something popped in my head that I read years ago, and I hope I'm not wrong about this, but I believe it was Katie Couric, and she, as a journalist, wanted to know more about vaccines and was told, I have to look it up, but it was something along those lines. And she basically was told, we're never talking about that again.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not a free media. You know, the media is very, very controlled and controlled by big money, controlled by corporations. And, you know, big telecom, I mean, they're like some of the biggest corporations in existence on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to talk with you about it. It's exasperating, actually, to think about everything that's going on in the world that's so greed motivated. It really is. And so let's have a nice little ending here to this to this segment.
Yes, let's stop in the name of love.
There you go. Give me something positive. Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming.
Something positive is that things are happening. Changes are being made. I mean, I'm not sure if we've ever talked about it, but we had here in the state of Hawaii, we had a massive project with 5G emitting football field sized drones, Bernadette. Drones flying in the stratosphere the size of a football field, beaming down toxic 5G radiation.
Oh my gosh.
And we were able to stop that. So, I mean,
power of the people.
It's true, and that's what it's going to take. It does take the power of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, so keep your power. Take back your power.
Yeah, no, we need to, and the people should always be more powerful than the government. And that's I feel like it's slipping away from us. I do. I think the last president that said that and so distinctly was Ronald Reagan. And we never want to get to that point. And so we do need to pay attention. We do, because
we do.
We really do. Well, it's so great to talk with you, as always. Dr. Deborah Green, she's a PhD. You can find her on yourenergymatters.com. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody needs to pray, right?
That too.
Yeah.
That helps.
All right. And stop in the name of love. All right, Deborah. Thank you so much. Always
thank
a pleasure.
You, Aloha.
Okay. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got DeJuan Bennett coming up. Why we lose control of our diet over the holidays. He's going to give us some good advice. So stay tuned.
Ooh, somewhere over the rainbow.
There you go. Keep going. Yeah. Come on. A little louder. Can I talk to you? There you go. I really want to know. How's that feel? Oh. Now we aren't going to be able to shut him up. That's hysterical. We're going to play Stay Next, too, by that same artist.
I love that song.
We're going to get you singing. Isn't that freeing?
That is freeing.
It's fun. It's freeing. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. That was Dawan Bennett you were listening to on the mic.
Album coming soon. 2020.
But, oh my gosh, we're going to be talking here in just a second about why we lose control of our diet over the holidays from a Psychology Today article. But I want to let you know quickly that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go right to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out again to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. They have so many amazing products, you guys. And you can get 20% off by using the code OLR. Go to Sun Warrior.com. Such a great company. And Enviromedica, too. They deliver such superior formulations and of the highest quality to help reconnect and align the body with its genetic legacy. Learn more about Enviromedica at Enviromedica.com. And of course, no evil foods, small batch vegan plant meats made from nothing but plants. You can find them on almost every grocery store now. They've got huge distribution. I get mine at Whole Foods or Natural Grocer in the freezer section. And of course, Crazy Water. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. They have an amazing spa there. You can actually drive to Mineral Wells and make it like a family trip and bring home big, you know, gallons that you can put in a dispenser of the Crazy Water. And it's alkaline, 100% alkaline.
Wow.
And it's just a really good product. So check it out. And it's a nice little trip. Mineral Wells is a cute little town.
How far is that from here?
It's about an hour and 20 minutes.
That's not bad at all.
From Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yeah,
so, and of course, Veg World Magazine, a digital vegan lifestyle magazine. It's an interactive magazine dedicated to inspiring, entertaining, informing, and educating readers about plant-based living. And Paleo Magazine, you can visit them online at paleomagonline.com. And the Wellbeing Journal is always heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. And again, go to our Instagram at One Life Radio One, because we're doing giveaways all next week. And one of those would include a subscription to both Paleo Magazine and the Wellbeing Journal. So, okay, next. You're next.
I'm next. I'm up.
You're up. You're up to bat, Dawan Bennett. So I love this guy. He's been on the show now for quite a while. He has incredible content. People love him. He is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. Dawan has 2 master's degrees, one in counseling and another in psychology. He is the owner of Dawan Bennett Counseling, a private mental health practice here in Dallas. And Dawan believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. You can find him on his Instagram page or Facebook at Dawan Bennett Counseling, or his website, PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. Okay, why do we lose control over our diet during the holidays?
One of the simplest explanations of it is, because we can, meaning that society has made it okay for us to kind of overeat, right, around this time of the year, for us to kind of indulge in our gluttonies and gluttonous and eat what we want and eat all the good foods, the sugary foods, the fatty foods. So typically what you're going to see around this time of the year is that people feel like they're entitled too, because we celebrate. We made it a social thing.
We have become quite an entitled society.
Yes.
Like all the food that we waste in this country,
yes,
because we want to have a little bit of everything whenever we want it, right?
Yes, yes. I think Dr. David Kessler said it best in his book, The End of Overeating, when he talked about conditioned hypereating, right? So we've been conditioned to eat more. We've been conditioned to eat more sugary, fatty foods. We've been conditioned to want more of the things things that make us feel good, right? Yeah. So when Thanksgiving comes around, you get all your pies, you get all your cakes, you get all your, you know, your turkeys, your hams, you get all the food that you want to eat, and it's all in one place. And it's like everyone's eating. Everyone has a plate full, and why wouldn't I? Mm-hmm. So even though I've worked so hard to lose this weight, I have this diet that's been making me feel good. I have a lot of energy. I've been able to do more. I look good, right? My skin is glowing, all that. Now, because society said it's okay, I don't feel guilty about overeating, or I don't feel guilty about indulging in the things that make me happy.
Well, you know, and I love that. And this article is very interesting. And one of the one of the questions that it poses is, why do people decide to make resolutions on January 1st and not August the 1st? Why not August?
I think when you're thinking about August, a lot of times you have people who are looking to recognizing and understanding that, hey, eventually the holidays are going to approach. I'm going to get to a point in time when I'm going to be visiting family. I'm going to be spending time with friends. My kids are going to be back in school, and I want to just be able to enjoy and eat what I want to eat. To where the new year, we feel guilty. We feel like the clock has been reset on our lives. Mm-hmm. So now we have this energy to go out and try to do things a little different. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, you know, I have a lot of people in my family that are really good at saying, well, I'm going to start this then, or I'm going to start this diet then. Well, I would say, well, how about we start it now?
Yeah.
Right? You know, let's not look for the turn of a clock to start something that we know is going to benefit us. Let's just take one step a day to get there. And I think when it comes to our diets, dieting sometimes can be difficult for people because they are conditioning their body to resist the things that they enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, what if your routine on Friday was to get off work, go have a glass of wine, eat a bunch of spaghetti, and have a slice of cake. And that's the thing you enjoy. It's the thing that makes you feel relaxed. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm dieting, so I can't do that.
Right.
So now, as a result of that, I feel like I'm punishing myself. Mm-hmm. So anytime I have the excuse to not punish myself, to let myself out of that room, I'm going to eat as much as
I
can.
I agree. And I do feel that it feels like a punishment. Mm-hmm. The only my New Year's resolution is the same that it's been every single year.
Okay.
And you want me to share it with you?
Yes.
Is to not swear or curse so much.
Well, hold on. Why would that be your New Year's resolution?
I try to do it all the time, but like really lock it in, like, this year, Bernadette, come on, you can do this, you know.
But hold on. I don't want you to think I'm judging you now, but I do have. I want to. So
judge me.
We have a lot of studies that show that a lot of honest and intelligent people swear, right?
Yeah, I know. You're
a very honest person, you know. You're a very genuine, honest person.
I am.
You're
a little
intelligent.
Too honest.
And so sometimes just being yourself and saying, hey, I don't mind swearing because this is who I am.
Yeah.
I think there's some value to that.
Well, I do it comically, too.
Okay.
You know, like when I see and it's rare, but, you know, like I make a joke out of it. It's from years ago, the first time I ever saw a cockroach in Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it scared the bejesus out of me. And I was like, mother, you know, and so now I do that every time I see a cockroach. I go, mother, you know, where I don't really, you know, kind of say the word. Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fun. Sometimes it can be a little funny. My son is 5 and he always say, what the? I'll be like,
I love it.
Son? Because I know what comes after that. He may not even know what comes after
that. See, now I think that's hysterical.
Because kids are just saying, but it's like, you look at him and it's like, but I think New Year's resolutions are important. And if that's someone that that's dear and important to you, then I'm not going to judge you for that.
I just, you know, I'm Bernadette all the time.
Okay.
And so that, you know, I mean, I probably, we have, even on the podcast, though, and I think part of it is I was raised Catholic, so I, you know, if anybody's watching, I have to be proper, you know, like with the swearing, not anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not good manners to swear in public. And so even on the podcast after the broadcast, if I use a swear word, I always feel like, oh my gosh, I need to go to confessions. I shouldn't have said that.
But you just said something, Bern, that you said, I'm Bernadette all the time. Think about how freeing and important that is to be able to say, I don't put on masks. I'm just myself.
Yeah.
I am me all the time, which means you know me at work, you know me at home, you know me around my family because I'm always myself.
Okay, that's, so F it. I'm not gonna.
Just you know, do what you want to do.
Okay, I'm not going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm great the way I am, right? Oh, my goodness. See, you're not even supposed to say God. You're not supposed to say, oh, my God, but I say that all the time. You're supposed to say, oh, my goodness, or oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody really talks like that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know?
I always worry about people when they're in your presence and they feel like they have to say everything the right way. No, like, just be yourself. Let me get to know you. You know, I always have to talk proper. I mean, just be yourself because I can appreciate that a lot more.
Yeah, I love having you on the air. I really do. You're so damn good.
I just try to be me. I just try to be Dewan,
you're just being
right?
Dewan. All yes. right. All right. Well, you're preaching to the choir over here. So we'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio and Dewan Bennett.
First of all,
go ahead.
I have to be honest with you, baby.
You got this.
When I told you I never want to see you again, can you just for the night, and maybe we can do something like make love, watch the sunrise.
I'm not talking till you sing.
Or listen to JoJo Casey sing us a verse.
I would die trying to do that part.
You can hit that. You can totally hit that note.
If I hit that part, I need a record deal. Yeah. That part is hard.
Nah, you
could.
But
I like this part right here.
You got to try. Okay, here's your next part. Go ahead.
Sorry I left you. I left you drying.
Oh, my gosh.
Since you've been gone, I've been all alone.
Okay, I'm off the stage.
I love that song. How beautiful is that? And what a great voice.
Yeah, it's a great song. Okay, it came out when I was like 5 or something.
Wow, Jodeci is the name of the artist?
Yes, Jodeci.
Jodeci. All right, well, I'm going to have to check it out on my Sonos system with all my subwoofers. That'll sound great. But well, you were listening to One Life Radio. We just ate a couple of minutes off this clock. But that was so much fun, wasn't it?
It was. And thank you for that.
Yeah. Dewan Bennett, you know, he just freed his soul just now. Mm-hmm. And let everyone hear that wonderful voice that goes with his wonderful mind. Today, we're talking about why we lose control over our diet on the holidays. We were talking about New Year's resolutions and encouraging bad behavior. In the article, it talks about encouraging bad behavior. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
So when we're talking about encouraging bad behavior, we're not only just talking about the eating, but we're also talking about like the shopping and all that stuff that comes around it. But when you're thinking about your diet, a lot of you see a lot of TV shows, you see a lot of like movie promotions, you see a lot of just where you just see a lot of food on the table. You just see a lot of people just eating whatever they want to eat.
It's kind
of
gross.
It can be gross. I mean, in one of the things that kind of made me a little encouraged, because I always kind of get a little bothered when I see us just overindulging in things that we don't need. I don't know what country it was that they recently passed a law that said that restaurants had to give their the food that they didn't use, they had to donate it to the homeless. And it was like a law. But, you know, that was important.
That.
But I think when we are out here and we're telling people, hey, just eat whatever you want. You know, we have our first, we have our seconds, then we have our dessert. We're encouraging bad behavior because what we're telling people is it's okay to want more than what you need, to have more than what you need.
I agree.
And it causes our ability to kind of be satiated. We just want more. Satiation never kicks in because you just always want more and you want more and you want more.
Well, it can lead to addiction, right?
It can lead to addiction. And a lot of times when you're kind of having this over hyper eating, that is similar to addictive behaviors because you're constantly wanting more and more food. And you're never satisfied.
Well, Thanksgiving meals emphasize quantity over quality.
Yes,
right?
They do.
And they talk about that in the article.
Yes, they do. We want more, right? We don't want the good, healthy version of the mac and cheese or the greens. We want multiple versions. We want 4 or 5 different turkeys. We want multiple dishes. We don't want the good, healthy stuff for us, right?
Yep.
We want as much as we can have. You want to send pictures on your social media, on your Facebook, your Instagram with just tables full of food.
Wow.
Because that means your family's better, your family's happier.
Well, what's your best advice for anyone who may be struggling to stay on track this holiday season?
I think, you know, create realistic goals for yourself. If you know you're going to eat a lot during the holiday seasons, then you can start by kind of doing an intermittent fast or the day prior to eating, you kind of start the process of kind of eating less, fasting yourself. Make sure that on Thanksgiving morning, you kind of eat a breakfast, because a lot of times, too, what happens with people is they don't eat a breakfast, and then so now they become over. It's time to overeat when it's the Thanksgiving meal because they're starving. Right. So then they stuff themselves and they're sick. So, you know, try to pace yourself. Take some time to just get a little bit of everything, but you can space that time out.
Yeah, and so when you come back, we're going to be doing a New Year's Eve show, aren't we?
I think we are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
That's
going to
be fun. I think I might pop. Hopefully, I'll get that French, not champagne, but I got some. I ordered some red wine from France yesterday.
We're going to pop some bottles.
We'll pop a bottle of it. So
with our top hats.
There we go. And I've got some of those things that makes noise in my garage when I was out there cleaning it yesterday. But always a pleasure. DeJuan Bennett, thank you so much. I love this guy. You can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com. Or Instagram or Facebook at DeJuan Bennett Counseling. Everyone, thank you so much for listening and putting up with our shenanigans. What a fun show. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.